잔인하. 매우 잔인하. 왜 그건 했다이?
쓰리
Taksusumilitanadena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Venabhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sapanantikam Mansikapatugascha Kripasanabhivija Patitanam Vamriyo Vaishnavayo Krishna-katha. Anyone remember any of the pastimes that we heard yesterday? Yes.
The Aboriginal people, they have the big fruits in the forest and sell to the villages, and Krishna found the grains in his hand, but by the time he got there, the grains had gone out.
Yes.
She says, well, you can have the fruit anyway.
Yes. Why did she do that?
I don't know exactly.
Huh?
That would be my first answer.
Even the Aboriginal peoples of Braja, they're called the Adivasis. That's what the term in the using. The original inhabitants, they also had affection for Krishna, because it's really, that's all that's relevant in our existence, what affection we have for Krishna. We may have so many other qualities on the material level, and ultimately they're all useless, and they ultimately have no meaning. And we may have so many the real point is affection and attraction to Krishna, and this is the purpose of life, to develop that. So these Aboriginal persons, or persons who are born in not high families, they're in this world, they're considered unfortunate. They perhaps will lack beauty, they'll perhaps lack wealth, they'll perhaps lack education. These are the signs of misfortune. But they're all irrelevant, in fact, in the eternal scheme of things. The real point, again, is to love Krishna. Any other pastime that came out yesterday that was heard? Yeah. And Krishna would be controlled by their love. So again, this point about affection and love for Krishna, the essence, and it is so powerful that it can control even Krishna. This is, again, so wonderful. So what people in this world tend to wish to attain power, because why? Why is power attractive in this world? And that's also the... The reason why people require money, more money than is just required for their basic maintenance, because money means power. Power, it is Lakshmi Devi, we call it in ISKCON, Lakshmi. Lakshmi means Shakti, Krishna's energy. Energy means power. So it is without money, one can't do anything in this world. The materialistic people, what do they want to do? Want to enjoy themselves naturally. Without power, if one has no energy in his body, no financial power, there's no ability to enjoy. But since Krishna is all powerful, if one can find that thing that even controls the all powerful, how powerful is that thing? And that thing that controls the all-powerful, as we're hearing in these pastimes, is love for Krishna. And then one thinks, oh, one may think that if I attempt that, then what will I gain? How can I mean, will that be what I do with my life, just control Krishna or something? Of course, it's not silly in that way. And if we, because rather than trying to control Krishna, that which is on the devotee's mind is to serve Krishna with devotion. And when the gopis are playing with Krishna, or the aboriginal lady who's selling the fruit, she's interested in serving Krishna, not controlling Krishna, out of affection and attachment. The interest is to serve Krishna, to please him. And then, what will one gain? That, for a devotee, truly is all that he's interested in gaining, that Krishna is pleased, because that is the nature of his affection. And one, when one has that mood, then whatever we have gets turned to jewels and gold, something very valuable. This is Krishna's mercy. Anything else? Thank you. Anything else from yesterday's class? It was the winding up of the Dhammala Jun pastime.
Mm-hmm.
Nanda Maharaj released Krishna.
Yeah, they were asking what happened when the boys were saying that Krishna pulled the trees down and
and two shining men came out. And
yeah, that's what you're dreaming when your fans are like.
But some of them said that, and some of them remembered what Gaga Muni had said, that this boy will be equal to Narayan, so maybe he could have done it. So they had doubts in their mind. They didn't believe it, but yet maybe he could have done it. And indeed, he did do it. Then we'll continue and see what happens next. Text 12. Another pastime. Once, after uprooting of the Jamalajan trees, Rohini Devi went to call Rama and Krishna, who had both gone to the riverside and were playing with the other boys with deep attention. Purport. Mother Yasoda was more attached to Krishna and Balaram than Rohini Devi was, although Rohini Devi was the mother of Balaram. Mother Yasoda sent Rohini Devi to call Rama and Krishna from their play, since it was the right time for lunch. Therefore, Rohini Devi went to call them, breaking their engagement in play. So, of course, none of the gentlemen here have the experience when they're young. When they were young, all they were interested in doing was playing. No interested in eating, they were just with their friends. Did you ever have an experience like that? Maybe once?
Twice,
maybe? I remember that continuously from my childhood. You'd want to be playing with your friends. We used to play after school, playing this or playing that. And then they'd have to come and call us, practically drag us back for the evening feed. So this is a tendency in children, because it is a natural tendency in Krishna too, because this is the nature of childish, boyish enjoyment. They want to be with their friends. When they're younger, their first relationship is with their parents, and then it expands, and that's the most relishable thing. And then it expands to their relationship with their friends, and then the relationship with the friends becomes the most relishable thing. And then it expands to what? The boy-girl relationship. And that becomes the most relishable thing as one gets older. So this is spiritual reality. Except in the spiritual world, in this reality, everything is centered around pleasing Krishna. There is no kam. There is no lust there. It is all just, how can Krishna be happy? This is practically speaking, impossible for the material mind to comprehend, and therefore there is always a restriction against improper hearing of Krishna's intimate dealings in Vrindavan until one has some grasp, or the highest grasp, of what spiritual love actually is and what the actual nature of Sri Vrindavan Dham is. That everything is done for Krishna's pleasure. Externally, because the material world mimics the spiritual world, it appears to be just like the activities of the material world. But what does Krishnadas Kaviraj compare them to when he compares the activities of the material world with the spiritual world?
Gold.
Yes. And which one is which?
Prem is gold and Kaam is iron.
Yes. The activities of the material world are iron. You can find it anywhere. And you do indeed find it anywhere. But the spiritual activities, although one can say that iron and gold are both metal, and indeed there is the boy-girl dealings, for example, and the friendly dealings in the spiritual world, so, and in the material world, just like this, they're both metal, but there is a vast difference between gold and iron, and there's a vast difference between the activities of the spiritual world and the material world. And that in the shortest of summary, it's that in the spiritual world, everything is Krishna-centered. It is prema, prema-dharinam. It is referred to as prema, or actual love. In the material world, it is a reflection of that. Prabhupada would use the term a perverted reflection of that. And it is like iron. It is base. It's crude. Yeah, when you go to the industrial area in Bayswater, you see practically mountains of scrap iron. It's just scrap, and there's mountains of it. You don't see mountains of gold. That is very, very rare to even have a small piece of gold, because it's so valuable. So there's nothing of value other than this, truly. Once having this, nothing else appears of any value. So exalted Vaishnavas like Gokishore Das, Babaji, like all the great hero Vaishnava acharyas, they would subsist really on prema bhakti. That was the sustenance of their life, and they would eat and sleep just to keep the body and soul together. But they were sustained by their prema bhakti, their love for Krishna. So text, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on text 12. He says, to show how Krishna and Balaram were controlled more by Yasoda's affection. So we've heard that they're controlled by affection. But now, even there are gradations of affection. So to show how Krishna and Balaram were controlled more by Yasoda's affection than by Rohini, Sukadev tells another pastime which occurred on the same day after breaking of the Yamala Arjuna trees. Rohini called Krishna and Balaram, who had both gone to play on the bank of the Jamuna. Yasoda, where were they living at this time?
Gokul,
yes. So, if anyone's been to Mahavan Gokul, you have seen? Yeah. Because the Yamuna is right there. Brahmandagat. What Krishna showed the universes, right there. So it's right there. Prabhupada, there's a famous picture of Prabhupada bathing. He's holding Madhavisa Prabhu's hand and going into the water. That's taken in Brahmandagat and Gokul. So Krishna and Balaram were playing there, and Rohini went out to call him. So what's the purpose of this pastime to demonstrate, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said?
Mm-hmm.
that even in the spiritual world there are gradations of love, and Yasoda's love was even more powerful. She is the chiefmost of the maternal devotees of Krishna, devotees in Vatsalya Rasa. Krishna and Balaram, being attached to their place, the Rohini was calling, were playing with the other boys, although it was very late. Therefore, Mother Yasoda called them back for lunch. Rohini was calling, and then 13. Because of being too attached to playing with the other boys, Krishna and Balaram did not return after being called by Rohini. Therefore, Rohini sent Mother Yasoda to call them back, because Mother Yasoda was more affectionate to Krishna and Balaram. Yasoda prays Shyam Asha. These very words, as Prabhupada's purport, show that since Krishna and Balaram did not care to return in response to the order of Rohini, Rohini thought that if Yasoda called, they would have to return. For Yasoda was more affectionate to Krishna and Balaram than she. Text 13. Short. When Krishna and Balaram did not respond to her call, Rohini sent Yasoda because she knew that Yasoda had more affection for the two boys, and therefore she could attract them. There's an interesting point embedded in there, an interesting but obvious point. What is it? Yes. But something a little more general than that. That affection is what attracts another. Affection, even in this world, affection controls. Krishna and Balaram, being attached to their play, were playing with the other boys, although it was very late. Therefore, Mother Yasoda called them back for lunch. Because of her ecstatic love and affection for Krishna and Balaram, milk flowed from her breast. Just imagine Mother Yasoda's love for Krishna. Purport. The word ajohavit means calling them again and again. Krishna and Balaram, she called. Jason? No one would come if you call like that. Prahlad Bhakta Prabhu. But he's too powerful. You won't listen to that one. Krishna Balaram.
Krishna Balaram.
Wow. Please come back. You are late for your lunch. You have played sufficiently. Come back. That's what mothers think, but that's not what boys think. We played sufficiently already. No, it was never sufficient. 14. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's comment. Yasoda called Krishna Balaram again and again. She called the boys from a distance. Why? Because she feared that they would run away if she came close. Because they were naughty. 15. Mother Yasoda said, "My dear son Krishna, O lotus-eyed Krishna, come here and drink the milk of my breast. My dear darling, you must be very tired because of hunger and the fatigue of playing so long. There is no need to play anymore. My dear Baladev, best of our family, please come immediately with your younger brother Krishna. You both ate in the morning and now you ought to eat something more. Nanda Maharaj, the king of Braj, is now waiting to eat. Oh, my dear son Balaram, he is waiting for you. Therefore, come back to please us. All the boys playing with you and Krishna should now go to their homes." We'll read the purport to 17, and then there's a short purport here. It appears that Nanda Maharaj regularly took his food with the two sons, Krishna and Balaram, Yasoda told the other boys, "Now you should go to your homes." father and son generally sit together. So Mother Yasoda requested Krishna and Balaram to return, and she advised the other boys to go home so that their parents would not have to wait for them. Very, very sweet, all painted with the affection of the Brijbasis for Krishna. Short purport to 15, and then by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Yasoda repeated Krishna's name several times from far off so that he would hear. Krishna, Krishna. And then to 17. Your father is sitting, but he will not eat without you. Why are you giving hunger pangs to your father? This is the... Make the boy feel a little bit bad. So that's what he is saying. This is not a new tactic. It is an old tactic. It goes on in the spiritual world. Why are you giving hunger pangs to your father? All the boys playing with you should now go to their homes. Your parents are also in difficulty like us. So please go and satisfy them. Yasoda said these things to stop the boys from playing. 18. Mother Yasoda further told Krishna, my dear son, because of playing all day, your body has become covered with dust and sand. Therefore, come back and take your bath and cleanse yourself. Today, the moon is conjoined with the auspicious star of your birth. Therefore, be pure and give cows and charity to the brahmanas. The star of the birth means what? Nakshatra, again? Yeah. Dhanma Riksham, the auspicious star of your birth. That's for Krishna. Yes. Purport. It is the custom, this is also very interesting, just the opposite of the West, Western custom. It is a custom of Vedic culture that whenever there is an auspicious ceremony, one should give valuable cows and charity to the Brahmins. Therefore, Mother Yasoda requested Krishna, instead of being enthusiastic in playing, now please come and be enthusiastic in charity. Yagya dana tapa karma natya jam karyam eva tat. As advised in the Bhagavad Gita 18.5, sacrifice, charity, and austerity should never be given up. Yagya dhanam tapaschaiva pavanani manishinam. Even if one is very much advanced in spiritual life, one should not give up these three duties. To observe one's birthday ceremony, one should do something in terms of one of these three, yagya, dana, or tapa, sacrifice, charity, or austerity, or all of them together. Interesting. The Western culture, what happens on your birthday? You get the presents. You want me. Because it's an auspicious day, me. Take advantage of it and get something. And in the Vedic culture, auspicious day meant giving. It's an auspicious day to advance, an auspicious day to become detached. Different way of viewing the world, and therefore Prabhupada would condemn this civilization and its me center, because it doesn't truly satisfy the soul. And there is no thought. There is such a blurring of, even in religious circles, there's such a blurring between, in religiosity, what's for me and what's for God. It's all me. Not all, but there's no clear distinction between what's me, for me, and what's devotional service, and what's just actions for myself. And there's no clear distinction between the soul and the body. But here in the Vedic culture, it was simple, because it was very, very clear. Yagya dana tapa, on auspicious occasions. 19. Just see, Mother Yasoda continues talking to Krishna, just see how all your playmates of your own age have been cleansed and decorated with beautiful ornaments by their mothers. You should come here, and after you have taken your bath, eaten your lunch, and have been decorated with ornaments, you may play with your friends again. Purport. Generally, young boys are competitive. If one friend has done something, another friend also wants to do something. Therefore, Mother Yasoda pointed out how Krishna's playmates were decorated so that Krishna may be induced to decorate himself like them. There's nothing new. all the psychological. But it's for Krishna's pleasure. This is how love is expressed. 20. My dear Parikit, because of intense love and affection, Mother Yasoda, Krishna's mother, considered Krishna, who is at the peak of all opulences, to be her son. She's treating him just like a mother treats her son. Thus she took Krishna by the hand, along with Balaram, and brought them home, where she performed her duties by faithfully bathing them, dressing them, and feeding them. Purport. Krishna is always neat, clean, and opulent, and does not need to be washed, bathed, or dressed. Yet Mother Yasoda, because of affection, considered him her ordinary child and did her duties to keep her son brilliant. So that was one other little pastime, very sweet, showing the love of Mother Yasoda, because this is the end of Krishna's Gokul pastimes. And now Krishna is going to move to Vrindavan. And in Gokul, the highest emblem of love is Mother Yasoda. Then Krishna moves to Vrindavan. 21. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, then one time, having seen the great disturbances in Brihadvan. Brihad means what?
Great.
So Brihad and Maha are the same. So Brihadvan and Mahavan are the same. So after seeing the great disturbances in Brihadvan, all the elderly persons amongst the coward men, headed by Nandamaraj, assembled, and they began to consider what to do to stop the continuous disturbing situations in Braja. So there were so many disturbing situations. They were afraid of Krishna and Balaram being hurt in some way. Here is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's short comment. To fulfill his desire to now play in Vrindavan, Krishna inspired Upananda from within the heart to suggest that everyone move from Mahavan, Brihavan, to Vrindavan. 22. At this meeting, all the inhabitants of Gokul, a cowherd man named Upananda, who was the most mature in age and knowledge and was very experienced according to time, circumstances, and country, made this suggestion for the benefit of Rama and Krishna. 22. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has a short comment. Prabhupada doesn't again. Upananda was not only Nandamaraj's elder brother, but he was also a most learned and experienced counselor. So that is who Upananda is. He is Nandamaraj's elder brother and is very wise. He said, my dear friends, the coward men, in order to do good to this place, Gokul, we should leave it. Because so many disturbances are always occurring here just for the purpose of killing Rama and Krishna. The child Krishna, simply by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was somehow or another rescued from the hands of the Rakshasi Putana, who was determined to kill him. Then again, by the mercy of the Supreme Godhead, the handcart misfalling upon the child. What was the name of the handcart? Sakatachara. Then again, the demon Trinavarta, in the form of a whirlwind, took the child away into the dangerous sky to kill him. But the demon fell down on a slab of stone, in that case also, by the mercy of Lord Vishnu or his associates, the child was saved. Prabhupada doesn't have a purport. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has a short one. Krishna was once taken away in the sky by Trinavarta and nearly killed. Fortunately, he was saved by Vishnu, Sureshvara. The word Sureshvara is spoken in the plural form to show respect. The word api mentioned in this verse, in the following verse, also should be understood in this verse also. Although api, Krishna was taken in the sky and dropped on a rock. He was saved by Vishnu. 26. Even the other day, neither Krishna nor any of his playmates died from the falling of the two trees, although the children were near the trees or even between them. This is also to be considered the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All these incidents are being caused by some unknown demons. Therefore, before he comes here to create another disturbance, some unknown demon, and therefore before he comes here to create another disturbance, it is our duty to go somewhere else with the boys until there are no more disturbances. Here's Prabhupada's purport. Upananda suggested, by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, Krishna has always been saved from so many dangerous incidents. Now let us leave this place and go somewhere where we may worship Lord Vishnu undisturbed. Before there is another cause of death from some demon who may attack us. End of quote. A devotee desires only that he may execute devotional service undisturbed. Actually, we see, however, that even during the presence of Krishna, when Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men had the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their presence, there were disturbances. Of course, in every case, Krishna came out victorious. The instruction we may derive from this is that we should not be disturbed by our so-called disturbances. There have been many disturbances to our Krishna consciousness movement, but we cannot give up our forward march. On the contrary, people are receiving this movement very enthusiastically all over the world, and they are purchasing literature about Krishna with redoubled energy. Did you also, your first contact with Krishna consciousness was through a book, you told me? Yes, or?
I saw books and Vishalam.
Yeah. And you, Jace? Emmanuel? Do you remember the first time you took prasadam? Yeah, I remember. Do you remember? Prahlad Bhakta Prabhu? Do you remember the first time you took prasadam?
Yeah.
No.
Just
blows
into
huh?
Just blows into one great
one great meal. I remember that when I was in the university, one devotee was preaching there, named Rupanuga Prabhu. And he was living, there was an Indian gentleman, a professor. He invited Rupanuga from New York to come and start preaching in the university, in the town, University of Buffalo. So he was just living, Rupanuga was living in a room in his house. And one day, he invited me over to his room, because he saw I was interested, and he cooked on that day. And I remember he cooked and I took prasadam. And I remember from that time on, I was always thinking, when can I get more prasadam? When can I get more prasadam? When can I get more prasadam? I was always hungry for prasadam after that. What was the first prasadam you had?
At Crossways in Melbourne.
Yeah.
I said, meditated there. I think I glorified Krishna more.
Huh?
After that first meal, and I have since.
Now you're working hard, Krishna. So, anyone remember anything from that purport? Interesting purport? Anyone remember anything? Because I sort of changed the subject a bit.
You used the plural in my respect.
Yes, that wasn't quite this purport, but that was the last one. By Vishwanath, that was a comment by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Just out of respect, sometimes we say, we have done this, yes, but when we mean I, the royal we, there's an element of respect in there in using the plural. Here, I'll read it again. I'll read a part of it again. A devotee desires only that he may execute devotional service undisturbed. Actually, we see, however, that even during the presence of Krishna, when Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men had the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their presence, there were disturbances. Of course, in every case, Krishna came out victorious. The instruction we may derive from this is that we should not be disturbed by so-called disturbances. There have been so many disturbances to our Krishna consciousness movement, but we cannot give up our forward march. that we cannot give up our forward march in our own Krishna consciousness and in our service. On the contrary, people are receiving this movement despite the disturbances. People are receiving this movement very enthusiastically over the world, and as Prabhupada's explaining, as a symptom of that, they are purchasing literature about Krishna consciousness with redoubled energy. Thus, there are both encouragements and disturbances. This was so even in Krishna's time. Prabhupada was not one, he said, to be discouraged easily. 27, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's comment. Upanandi continued, previously there was so much kirtan, worship and darshan of Vishnu in this village. Everywhere and at every moment since the birth of Nandanandana, there have been only kirtan and darshan of Vishnu. Now let us go somewhere where we can worship Vishnu, who has always protected us without being disturbed. We should follow the Niti Shastra given by Vishnu. I'm not sure what particular injunction he was referring to, but practical, diplomatic, practical polity, Niti Shastra. 28. Between, this is Upananda speaking, between Nandeshwar and Mahavan is a place named Vrindavan. This place is very suitable because it is lush with grass, plants and creepers for the cows and other animals. It has nice gardens and tall mountains and is full of facilities for the happiness of all the gopas and gopis and our animals. Purport by Prabhupada. Vrindavan is situated between Nandeshwar and Mahavan. Formerly, the cowherd men had shifted to Mahavan, but still there were disturbances. Therefore, the cowherd men selected Vrindavan, which was between the two villages, and decided to go there. So Krishna wanted to play in Vrindavan, and he inspired Upananda. He wanted to go to make this suggestion. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in his comment on 28, we cannot return to our old capital in Nandeshwar because we left there out of fear of Aristasura and came to Mahavan. Aristasura is still there. Between Mahavan and Nandeshwar is a forest named Vrindavan. This place is very suitable for living and beneficial for the cows because it is filled with lush foliage and fresh gardens. Considering like this, Upananda spoke this verse. 29. Therefore, let us immediately go today. There is no need to wait any further. If you agree to my proposal, let us prepare all the bullock carts and put the cows in front of us and let us go there. Where is there, Jason? Vrindavan. Let us go when? Immediately, today, now. No purport by Prabhupada. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has a very one sentence comment. Therefore, if it pleases all of you, bhavatam, we should immediately go to Vrindavan. Upon hearing this advice from Upananda, the cowherd men unanimously agreed, very nice, very nice, sadhu, sadhu, good, good. Sadhu, sadhu, itti vandina, they all declared, good, good, sadhu, sadhu. Thus they sorted out their household affairs, placed their clothing and other paraphernalia on the carts, and immediately started for Vrindavan. Keeping all the old men, women, children, and household paraphernalia on the bullock carts, and keeping all the cows in front, the cowherd men picked up their bows and arrows with great care, and sounded bugles made of horns. O King Parikit, in this way, with bugles vibrating all around, the cowherd men, accompanied by their priests, began their journey. Prabhupada's short purport. In this connection, it is to be noted that although the inhabitants of Gokul were mostly cowherd men and cultivators, They knew how to defend themselves from danger and how to give protection to the women, the old men, the cows and the children, as well as to the Brahminical Prohits, means priests. Prohit. Text 33. The cowherd women riding on the bullock carts were dressed very nicely with excellent garments, and their bodies, especially their breasts, were decorated with fresh kumkum powder. As they rode, they began to chant with great pleasure the pastimes of Krishna. Thus, hearing about the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram with great pleasure, Mother Yasoda and Rohini Devi, so as not to be separated from Krishna and Balaram for even a moment, got up with them on one bullock cart. In this situation, they all looked very beautiful. So everyone was so much attached to Krishna and Balaram. Prabhupada's short purport to 34. It appears that Yasoda and Rohini could not be separated from Krishna and Balaram even for a moment. They used to pass their time either by taking care of Krishna and Balaram or by chanting about their pastimes. Thus, Mother Yasoda and Rohini looked very beautiful. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur takes the separation that, because in the Sanskrit you can move the words around. So Prabhupada takes this, they could not tolerate the separation for even a moment, to mean Yasoda and Rohini from Krishna and Balaram. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur takes it, Yasoda and Rohini held their sons and sat on one cart because Krishna and Balaram could not bear to be separated from each other. So he takes it in that way. Because Krishna and Balaram had to be, always wanted to be together because of their great love for each other. Therefore, Yasoda and Rohini stayed together as well on the courts. 35. In this way, they entered Vrindavan. Vrindavanam sampravishya sarvakala sukavaham tatra chakro vajasvasam Shakatar Ardha Chandravat. In this way they entered Vrindavan, where it is always pleasing to live in all seasons. They made a temporary place to inhabit by placing their bullock carts around them in the shape of a half moon. So that is called Chatikar. And that's very close to Krishna Balaram Mandir. It's on the road, just where the road, the Bhaktivinoda Swami Marg hits. That goes hits the road from to Mathura and Agra from Delhi. That's Chatikar, where Krishna and Balaram, maybe 6 kilometers, no less, no, perhaps 6 or 8 kilometers from Krishna Balaram Mandir. So they took the carts on the way. They took the carts and they put it in a semicircle. And then Prabhupada in his purport, he quotes from Vishnu Purana and Harivamsa to back up these points, and Vishnu Chakravarti does too, Thakur does too. And Prabhupada has a short comment. It's not clear if it's part of a translation. There was no need to make fences all around. One side was already defended by thorn trees, and thus the thorn trees, the bullock carts, and the animals encircled the inhabitants in their temporary residence. So this is on the way to Vrindavan. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, they formed a half circle with their bullock carts and stored all their household goods behind the carts. The front area was left open so the cows could easily come and go. This is described in the Vishnu Purana. So this is there was no need to make fences around their temporary residence. The inhabitants were encircled by bullock carts, animals, and thorn trees. So that quotation is from the Vishnu Purana. 36. O King Prickett, when Rama and Krishna saw Vrindavan, Govardhan, and the banks of the river Yamuna, they both enjoyed great pleasure. Yes. Vrindavanam Govardhanam Yamuna Palinanicha Vikshashid Uttama Priti. Uttama Priti, the greatest, the topmost of pleasure, just by seeing Vrindavan. Rama Madhavayon Ripa, O King. They both enjoyed great pleasure. In this way, Krishna and Balaram, acting like small boys and talking in half-broken language, gave transcendental pleasure to all the inhabitants of Braja. In due course of time, they became old enough to take care of the calves. Prabhupada's purport. As soon as Krishna and Balaram were a little grown up, they were meant for taking care of the calves. Although born of very well-to-do families, they still had to take care of the calves. This was the system of education. Those who are not born in Brahmin families were not meant for academic education. The Brahmins were trained in a literary academic education. The Kshatriyas were trained to take care of the state, and the Vaishyas learned how to cultivate the land and take care of the cows and calves. There was no need to waste time going to school to be falsely educated and later increase the number of the unemployed. Krishna and Balaram taught us by their personal behavior. Krishna took care of the cows and played his flute, and Krishna took care of, and Balaram took care of agricultural activities with a plow in his hand. 37 Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has a very short comment. At the suitable time, 3 years old, Krishna and Balaram started taking care of the calves. At three. This is boys just love. This is pleasure. So their work and their pleasure are combined. And this way they get a feel from the earliest of age to do a particular type of service. So by the time they're 15, 16, 17, they're fully fixed, fully knowledgeable. Not trying to think, oh, they're 25, 30, what am I going to do with my life? What am I going to do? Midlife crisis. First there's the teenage crisis, then the young man crisis, then the middle age crisis, then this and that. One after the next, modern civilization, it's truly a failure. Not far away from their residential quarters, both Krishna and Balaram, equipped with all kinds of playthings, played with the other cowherd boys and began to tend the small calves. Sometimes Krishna and Balaram would play on their flutes. Sometimes they would throw ropes and stones devised for getting fruits from the trees. They would take a stone, there were fruit trees, and they would tie a rope around the stone and they'd throw it, and then what would happen? The rock would go around the branch, and then what would they do? They'd hold on to the rope and then what would happen? All the fruit would come down, and then what would happen? Then they would enjoy. Sometimes they would throw only stones to knock the fruit down, and sometimes their ankle bells tinkling, they would play football with fruits like bale and amalaki. What an ideal childhood. Sometimes they would cover themselves with blankets and imitate cows and bulls and fight with one another, roaring loudly. And sometimes they would imitate the voices of the animals. In this way they enjoyed sporting exactly like two ordinary human children. Purport. Vrindavan is full of peacocks. Kujat kokila hansa sada sagana kirne mayora kule. What does mayora mean? Yes, it means peacock. The Vrindavan forest is always full of cuckoos, ducks, swans, peacocks, cranes, and also monkeys, bulls, and cows. So Krishna and Balaram used to imitate the sounds of these animals and enjoy sporting. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has a comment, 39-40. Sometimes using slings, chepana yatrai, Krishna and Balaram would throw amalaki and bell fruits far away. Sometimes they would kick each other with their bangled feet. Covering themselves with blankets, they pretended to be bulls and roared while fighting each other. They would also imitate the voices of swans and peacocks. What noise does a swan make? I never heard of they honk, I think, like geese.
That's geese. Swans are not sensitive. Oh,
yeah.
A swan song.
They have one song and that's it, huh? What is it? What do they sing then?
Good
They don't song. They don't do it, make any noise at all. Okay. 41. One day, while Krishna and Balaram, along with their playmates, were tending to the calves on the bank of the river Yamuna, another demon arrived there, desiring to kill them. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead saw that the demon had assumed the form of a calf and entered amongst the groups of other calves, he pointed out to Baladev, "Here is another demon." Then he, Krishna, very slowly approached the demon as if he did not understand the demon's intention. Purport. The import of the word Mugda Eva is that although Krishna knows everything here, everything, he pretended that he did not understand why the demon had entered amongst the calves, and he informed Baladev by a sign. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said what the sign was. A glance, a sidelong glance out of the corner of his eye. He looked, you know, something. Something like that, but not so not so gross. He just informed him by a sign, by a glance out of the corner of his eye. Look. Look at this calf over here. He's not a calf. Mm-hmm. He's a demon. 43. Thereafter, Sri Krishna caught the demon by the hind legs and tail and twirled the demon's whole body very strongly until the demon was dead, and threw him into the top of a kapita tree, and then which then fell down along with the body of the demon who had assumed the great form. So he changed his form after being killed by Krishna. Purport. Krishna killed the demon in such a way as to get the kapita fruits to fall so that he and Balaram and the other boys could take advantage of the opportunity to eat them. The kapita, sometimes called chatbel fal. You know chatbel? You know? You ever heard? Huh? Quat. What is that? Different from regular bell?
That's a little bit bitter.
Bitter.
And sour taste.
Good for the stomach?
Yeah.
The pulp of this fruit is very palatable. It is sweet and sour, and everyone likes it. In Australia, they don't have. Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur has a comment on 43. Short. Achyuta. The Lord who never falls grasped the hind legs and tail of Vatsasura and threw the demon into the top. So with one hand he held the, because it's a calf, with the hind legs, with one hand, and the other hand he held the tail, and he swung them and threw the demon into the top of a kapita tree to arrange for his fall or death from the material world. By throwing the demon into the tree, into the tree caused the kapita fruits to fall for the satisfaction of his friends. Krishna whirled the demon around very severely until he was dead, and then he threw him in the tree. Upon seeing the dead body of the demon, all the cowherd boys exclaimed, "Well done, Krishna, very good, very good, thank you." In the upper planetary system, all the demigods were pleased, and therefore they showered flowers on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After the killing of the demon, Krishna and Balaram finished their breakfast in the morning. So that's before breakfast. And while continuing to take care of the calves, they wandered here and there. Krishna and Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who maintained the entire creation, now took charge of the calves as if cowherd boys. 45 Prabhupada. So these are the wonderful. Again, with Krishna there and Krishna in the center, everything was fully, fully sweet. Let's see if we can. No, we can't quite finish this chapter. Prabhupada's purport. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya tadaskritam. Krishna's daily business here in this material world was to kill the duskritis. This did not hamper his daily affairs, for it was routine work. While he tended the calves on the bank of the river Yamuna, two or three incidents took place every day. And although these were serious, killing the demons one after another appeared to be his daily routine work. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments, on that day, Krishna and Balaram, who maintains all living beings throughout the whole universe, became the protector of the calves. After taking their morning breakfast, Krishna and Balaram played while tending the calves. Okay, we'll stop here. Any questions or comments?
I know that Upananda, you were referring to the kind of left Nandashrat going to Mahaman. You referred to the students as called
yes.
Aristasura.
Yes.
I was wondering what Aristasura had been up to at that point.
It seems like he had, by his activities, he had driven them from yes. Nandashrat. But there's no indication of more than that. So he was there. He was there until Krishna killed him at the place of Radhakund, causing the. When Krishna does one thing, so many other wonderful things happen at the same time. He throws Vatsasura into the tree, and the fruits come down. He kills Aristasura and causes the creation of Radhakund Shyamakund. So all very wonderful. Okay, we'll end here. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Balaram, and all the Vrijvasis' entrance into Vrindavan Forest Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Govaktivinda Ki Jai.